The first thing to form on human embryos is the asshole.
Hey everyone!
And hi, guys.
Welcome to this week's episode of
Matt's Not Here!
This week we talk about why the fuck do you know that fact?
Kind of. We look up like random weird ass facts.
Yeah.
There was supposed to be why the fuck do you know that, but a lot of us were like, fuck, I can't remember facts that I know. At least I couldn't.
So we just tried to find some of the most fucked up ones we could find.
So get ready for some weird and random and fascinating and kind of morbid facts.
We also bring up something that we brought up last season, these custom masks that we're doing. I'm not going to talk much about it here. You're going to have to listen to the episode to find out.
Who knows where it is in the episode, too. You're going to just have to listen to
the whole thing. As well as this week's short horror film recommendation of the week, brought to us by listener Ryan. I'm not going to try to say your last name. Sorry, buddy. I know you know me, so message me. Talk shit to me later. But, Ryan, thank you. This one was sent in by a fucking listener fan. So please, send us your favorite short horror films, and we'll lose it. We'll lose them. We'll use them.
Yeah. Also, send us any, if you have any topic ideas, anything like that, shoot them our way.
Do that. So, buckle up. Get ready. This is Season 2, Episode
6
of
Matt's Not Here.
Weird episode today, folks.
Yep.
Weird episode today.
You guys are in for a real treat this week.
I don't know how much of a treat it is, but...
I mean, you're listening, so thank you.
Yeah, for all you continuing listeners, thank you. For all you new listeners, thank you. And hope you guys are ready for this one.
Because we've got a collection of... things coming out of air orifices you wouldn't believe.
Oh, fuck no, we don't.
Oh, we don't?
No, that's next week's episode.
Oh, shit, I'm 1 week ahead.
God damn it.
No, this week, we've got really fucking weird facts is the only way I can think to describe it.
Yeah, did you know the human tooth has 36 calories?
What?
How do people find that out?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. Well... I don't know how to follow that up. So,
did you know the first iPhone wasn't made by Apple?
It was made by Android.
The first the first mobile device to be called an iPhone was made by Cisco, not Apple. It allowed the user to use the voice functions of Skype without a computer. Apple announced its own product just 22 days later and Cisco sued for trademark infringement. The lawsuit was ultimately settled out of court, and both companies were allowed to keep using the name. However, you've probably never heard of the Cisco iPhone.
See, Lewis, even your iPhone is a ripoff of the original iPhone. Android is the true master cell phone.
We're not having this discussion.
No, we
right
are.
Now.
We are. You brought that up. You shouldn't have brought that up if you didn't want to have this conversation. Lewis, come on. Your iPhone isn't even the first iPhone. Right, Matt? What was the first Android? Who was it by?
Fuck, I don't know who the first Android was by.
Fuck, I was hoping you might know that. It was by the Android people. That's who. Anyway.
I'd rather
fuck
shout
iPhone.
Than use an iPhone.
I'd rather use cups and string.
I'd rather use a payphone.
I'd rather use a dial-tip phone.
I'd rather have a pager.
I'd rather use carrier pigeons.
Okay.
I'd rather use a telegraph.
Oh,
I'd rather use snail
guys.
Mail.
Oh, man.
I'd rather speak into a jar and then mail it and hope that message gets there.
I'd rather put a message in a bottle, throw it out to sea, just to get my point across.
Cool.
Oh, boy.
Conclusion, yeah. Fuck iPhone.
Okay. Fuck you guys. I'm out. Bye.
Bye. I'm going to get us some fanciness going on.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you know a tick bite can make you allergic to red meat?
I would fucking hate that.
That's interesting.
So, have you been bitten by a tick? Is that what's going on here?
No, man.
Oh, okay.
But spinal fluid tastes like a mixture of bananas and a 9-volt battery.
How the fuck do you know this?
Yeah, for real.
Again, don't want to talk about it.
Oh, okay.
All right.
No, courtesy of Reddit.
Courtesy of Reddit, okay. Lewis, what you got?
Let's see. Apple pie isn't actually American.
Hold up, what?
Wait, what?
Apples originally came from Asia. The first pies were baked in medieval Europe. Even the concept of putting apples in pie traces back to a recipe from England in 1381. Nevertheless, the phrase as American as apple pie turned up by 1924 and became a common saying during the years of the Second World War.
I mean, it makes sense because Americans steal everything.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they do.
So, I mean, yeah, it's fitting.
We're notorious for that.
Yeah, so don't ever bury a dead body in an area without any vegetation. The high nitrogen content in our bodies helps plants grow, and there will be a weird grassy patch at the top of the burial site, and anyone will be able to spot it.
Could you imagine, like, renting a room from somebody, right? And they have, like, a guest come over that mysteriously disappears, and all of a sudden, like, the backyard of the place that you're renting has, like, a really nice, like, square spot patch of grass. Not only that, but, like, what if it were, like, human-shaped?
like a chalk outline, but...
Like, the perfect silhouette of, like, just better-looking grass.
Oh, God. Okay, here's one for you, Brett.
Okay.
Pigs are constitutionally protected in Florida.
Fuck yeah. Don't fuck with my pig. You know why? Because they can eat a human body.
Oh, God.
If you have enough of them in 24 hours. So
damn, that bitch Carol Baskin.
Florida wants to keep...
bitch Carol Baskin?
Florida wants to keep their body disposal community protected.
Yeah.
And
I thought it had to do with some of the residents.
But look, we don't like to call them specifically pigs, but they know who we're all talking about, so let's just move on here.
Oh, man.
Oh, jeez.
Lewis, you had some pretty good ones when we were out just kind of shooting the shit.
Did you know sweat doesn't actually stink?
I didn't know.
What?
That.
Yeah.
So it's just you that stinks, apparently. If you're smelly because of sweat, it's because you stink, not your sweat, you stinky fuck.
No, the sweat itself doesn't stink. It's the bacteria on your skin that breaks the sweat down that causes the odor.
Oh, yeah, I remember hearing something about that. You know the hippos only sweat, they sweat red.
Really?
What? Yeah. That's weird.
And an adult's collarbone will break with 8 pounds of perpendicular force, when a child's will break at 12 pounds.
So you're stronger as a child than you are as an adult.
Which makes sense, because I roll over in bed and sleep the wrong way, and I'm, you know, fucked up for a week. I can be a child, fall out of a tree from 3 stories, and I'm fine.
Yeah, right? Bounce off the ground, get up, and walk off.
Yeah, I mean, as you get older, your bone density is reduced as well, so that makes sense.
Yeah,
it's true.
Some planets produce diamond rain.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any in our solar system.
Saturn and Jupiter.
Okay, there are two in our solar system.
Yeah.
I knew Jupiter was one of them. I wasn't 100%,
though. Yeah, I thought, whatever.
That's, yeah.
Sharks can live for 5 centuries.
Jesus, fuck, that's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
That is a long time. Yes, that would, that actually makes sense, though, because they were talking about... like other fish in the ocean, well, mammals, I would say, like whales, for instance, the whale that Moby Dick was going after, there is still whales possibly swimming around in our ocean that were alive during that time.
Get the fuck out. So, like, Moby Dick could technically still be around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And a lobster's brain is in its throat.
Oh, boy.
That's a weird place. So, you think, like...
That's a hard thought to swallow.
It's a hat. You think if he, like... gets a headache, he just eats a throat lozenge? I guess it wouldn't be a headache, it'd be a throat ache.
Oh, boy.
That's a whole new definition to a sore throat.
Oh, hey.
Wait. So he's got head in his throat? So
don't go there.
Don't
go there.
Did you know it is illegal to sell a bounceless pickle to somebody in Connecticut?
A bounceless pickle?
Yeah, if the pickle don't bounce, you can't sell it.
So it can't bounce like a human uterus hitting the floor.
Oh, dude.
That's true. Well, I mean, it has to bounce like a human uterus hitting the floor,
oh, exactly.
Or you can't
sell
it. Oh,
that's what I meant to say, yeah.
If it doesn't bounce like the human uterus, then you can't sell it. Did you guys know that the human uterus can bounce?
Yeah, when it's dropped on the floor. How do we know this?
Did we say the uterus or the
Reddit.
Fetus?
No, the uterus.
The fetuses don't bounce.
No.
They kind of splat.
Yeah. No, fuck, dude.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm going to get yelled at for that one, too, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
I already got yelled at for the other one.
Well, it's Reddit. We're reading them off Reddit.
Dude, you are just
digging
your own fucking grave. You know that?
It's fine. I live in that grave.
Jeez.
The skin on your lips is the same type of skin on your asshole.
And the two are connected.
They are.
You are basically one uninterrupted tube from your mouth to your butthole.
And if you think about it...
Oh, boy.
It's like a snake. A snake is just a giant intestine with recurved teeth on one end.
Yeah.
So it's like, we have teeth connected to like...
I wonder if like you swallowed like string that was strong enough to go through your digestive tract. Like, that was also long enough to where like it went all the way through. You could like pull it.
And like floss your intestines?
Floss your body. Like pull it out your butt, that way it
sounds like a new magic trick.
I'm not doing it.
Brett, I swear to God, if I get a fucking polo from you next week...
I'm not. I just said I'm not doing
it. He's like, it works.
It worked, you guys. Check it out.
Just make sure...
It's minty.
Just make sure you pull it out through the ass and out through the mouth.
Yeah, no. Of course you go out through the butt. You don't want to pull it out through your mouth because then that's just...
Well, you know, you can actually vomit feces. And there's people that are terminally ill of certain things and they actually die from vomiting.
How the fuck do you know that one? Like, these weird facts I know we were looking up, but that one...
Yeah. I heard it somewhere.
You heard it, so okay.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
You guys want to know a funny one?
Sure.
The fire hydrant patent was lost in a fire.
It's kind of ironic.
That's ironic as fuck.
Wow. Disney is also the biggest commercial importer of explosives in the world.
Yeah, that one makes sense. Saudi Arabia imports camels from Australia.
Yeah. Yep. What? I knew that one. Yeah. I read about that a few years ago, which is very interesting.
Wow.
As we all sit here,
right?
Searching for some more
looking
gold.
Looking for something funny to bring up because we are extremely prepared for today's episode. The Apollo 11 crew used hundreds of autographs as life insurance.
Yeah. Hmm. Did you know Pluto technically isn't even a year old?
Oh, yeah, because it's got a bigger...
Pluto was discovered on February 18th, 1930. It is the farthest dwarf planet from the sun, requiring it to go a much farther distance than we are used to on Earth. It takes 248 Earth years for Pluto to complete one rotation of its own around the sun. This places Pluto's first birthday since its discovery on Monday, March 23rd, 2178.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, technically it's older, but based off our Earth's years, yeah, here.
It's going based off its discovery.
Dude. Yeah.
Well, yeah. But I'm saying off of, you know.
Here's a random one. Did you guys know that the Queen owns all of the swans in England?
I've heard of this one, yeah.
She pretty much owns everything.
According to British law, any unclaimed swans swimming in the open waters of England and Wales belongs to the Queen.
Oh, interesting. Huh. Newborns don't have kneecaps.
Nope.
And tarantulas taste like shrimp.
What the fuck?
I'm inclined to believe this one only because I know you've owned one.
I've owned a bunch, but they're both arthropods.
You ever eat one? Did you eat one? Is that what you're trying
to
tell us?
I have not eaten tarantula. I've eaten other things.
Well, I was about to say that sounds like you leading into something other weird, weird shit you ate.
I mean, I've eaten like mealworms and crickets and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, yeah.
Paprika, a little paprika and salt, you know. Some Wuhan bats, you know, nothing too crazy.
Wuhan bats.
You guys want to have a barbecue?
France has a dozen time zones.
Real batty.
Nope. Wait, what?
A dozen time zones?
That's confusing.
France has a dozen time zones. The country with the widest stretch of land, Russia, spans 11 different time zones. France, though, technically has the most, clocking in at 12. But that's due to the fact that its territories are dispersed in various parts of the world.
Huh.
So it's not necessarily the continental French states or whatever that are in those time zones so much as their territories. You know, so...
Damn. All right. So did you guys know in, like, ancient times, as a Band-Aid, people would use spiderwebs?
Yeah, I've heard of this one, yeah.
That makes sense. I mean, I use whatever I could find. Electrical
tape,
napkins, masking tape.
Yeah, I just use tape and napkins
tape,
a lot.
Gunpowder.
Yep.
Wait, what?
No, it closes the wound. You pour the powder in, light it, and it seals it shut.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. You know that all female spotted hyenas are basically Futa dominatrixes that give birth through their lady dicks.
What?
Okay. So the spotted hyenas have a hierarchy, and the females are at the top. And they're bigger than the males. and they have a bigger dick than the males. And it's a fake dick. But, like, they use it to flex their dominance and stuff like that. And, it, like, the males are the lowest on the food chain. So they'll eat the scraps, the bones, whatever. Obviously, the children are a step up from that. But once the male children turn into, like, teenagers or adults, then they're on the bottom. And they have these big fake dicks. And they're straight-up dominatrixes. It's interesting.
That's very interesting.
Wow. Of course, you know that one.
Do you know your liver can regrow itself in 3 weeks?
Can we take your liver out and test this?
You may not.
We could test it with Brett.
No, I need my liver.
Does this mean you can go on a bender, like a whole fucking weekend bender, nonstop drinking, and then just stop drinking for 3 weeks and you'll be set?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Or just go a whole week just drinking, nonstop bender.
And then...
I mean, you'll die, but...
Right, but I'm good. I'll pass.
Alcohol poisoning would kill you before you even... get to that point.
Do you know international space astronauts must be able to speak Russian?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Because the International Space Station is international.
Yeah, and yeah. Russia has a really good space program.
Yep. It takes 10 million bananas to kill you from radiation poisoning. If you ate them all at once or 274 every day for 7 years, you'd die from radiation poisoning.
Jesus
Christ.
Bananas
are radiated? Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, there's other fruits, too, like certain things that have, like, what is it? Is it apples that have cyanide in the seeds?
Yeah, I've heard of that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so do peach pits.
Yep.
Okay, here's a weird one. There's almost 163,000 pints of Guinness are wasted in facial hair each year.
Yeah. I can see that.
Because it's so thick, it gets caught in the beard.
I contribute to that.
And the rest of it that's wasted is when they're filling it up at the tap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and your testicles.
And it pours over, and you're like, what the fuck?
And your testicles have taste buds.
Just not the same kind that are in your mouth. You can't dip your balls in something and taste it.
Yeah, we were going to... Did we talk about that on a previous
I don't know if we talked about it on an episode or not, but...
Brett was going to try to dip his balls in ranch.
I do know some people who have tested it, and it doesn't work. I also had some coworkers try to bribe me to do it and send a video of it. And I was like, nah, fuck off.
Oh, they just wanted a video.
They just wanted a video of me dipping my balls and stuff.
Oh, gross.
You know, it takes 72 balloons to lift a 5-pound chihuahua off the ground.
That is a lot of fucking balloons.
I'm willing to try that out.
You got a 5-pound chihuahua?
I can find one.
That's fucked up.
You can.
Not
I can
difficult.
Get balloons.
Not difficult at all.
No.
I think one of my cousins actually has one.
You know what? We should do a mix between...
I didn't want to sound racist.
Mm-hmm. We should do a mix between a Mexican... and redneck cookout. But scratch the cookout. We just get a piñata.
Oh, God.
We tie a bunch of balloons to it. And we fill it full of something and let it float in the air. And then we shoot it.
I'm going to stab you for that.
He's going to stab me for that? Why?
Because Lewis and I looked at each other and we had that, you know, redneck and Mexican conversation that we can have through just eyesight. And we agreed that I should stab you.
We had a bro moment.
A bro moment?
Hey. Dogs like squeaky toys for a dark reason.
Oh, God.
You ever wonder why your little puppy obsesses over those squeaky toys? Because dogs are descendants of wolves, whose instincts include hunting smaller animals. The sound of a squeaky toy makes it very similar to the sound of a small animal makes when being hunted.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay.
So, yeah, it's that animal instinct kicking in.
Range
episodes.
That's
crazy.
That's awesome.
It's almost as crazy as, according to some cannibals, the most delicious part of the human body are the eyeballs. They like licking them.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Okay. What was it? According to Jeffrey Dahmer, tattoos taste terrible or something like that? Like,
yeah, no, he had another thing, though, where he was trying... What was he trying to do? He was trying to create zombies out of people by doing something with their... head or
he was injecting
with...
drain cleaner into their brains.
Yeah, he was doing something trying to make these sex
make
zombies
them come back alive.
These sex zombies.
Just to fuck.
Well, he was doing it while they were alive, I think.
Oh,
trying
yeah.
Trying to turn them into sex
he's
zombies.
Pretty bad.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Maybe we should have a Jeffrey Dahmer episode.
Oh, we could. I could totally go off on fucking Dahmer.
We could, and I know somebody who we can bring on as a guest who knows a strange amount about Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, let's do a serial killer episode.
Welcome to this week's episode of Matt's Not Here, where the serial killer of the week is...
yeah!
Insert movie about serial killers here.
Well, movie? I thought we were just going to talk about the serial killer.
We could do that, yeah. And then the recommended movie of the week can be about a serial killer.
Did you guys know the man who founded Atari is also the one who started Chuck E. Cheese?
Nice. Yeah. On that gamer one, did you know that Donkey Kong got his name because the creator believed donkey meant stupid in English and wanted to convey the impression that the character was a stupid ape?
Yeah, I've heard this one. Yeah. Did you know Pac-Man? Why he was named Pac-Man?
Yeah.
Originally, he was going to be Puck-Man, but they figured the P could easily be made into an F.
Ah.
So they went with Pac-Man.
So they don't want Fuck-Man going waka 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 waka.
Yeah, they realized that you could easily vandalize the P to look like an F.
Oh, it's not like he wasn't already munching pills anyway, so I mean...
In dark rooms with weird techno music.
Yeah. So if you plan on using a baseball bat as a weapon, guys, just put a long sock over the end. Because if someone tries to grab the bat, you can rip it away with ease and continue the baseball bat beat down.
I will remember this.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
Life skills.
All right. So, oh my God. So, there is a psychological disorder called, and let me try to pronounce this right, Bonthropy. That makes them believe that they are a cow. They try to live their life as a cow.
I could see some people in America doing that.
Yeah.
Most people break up on Mondays.
Oh. That gives me a whole other reason for Monday being terrible.
Right?
Yeah.
Monday you should always use two hands to pick up a severed head.
They're heavy
because human heads weigh about as much as a standard size bowling ball.
Yeah,
but unlike bowling balls, they are not perfectly spherical, therefore gravity is not evenly distributed across the entire head, so they have a tendency to topple out of your hand when you try to hold them with just one.
So I pick it up by the hair,
and nobody wants to be the one who drops a severed head.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mr. Potato Head was the first toy to be advertised on television.
Oh,
huh.
Yeah.
Did you know there may be 2,000 active serial killers in the U.S. right now?
Oh, I believe it. Yeah. U.S. might be sitting next to one right now.
Yeah, I know. I'm
or two.
Possibly sitting next to one right now.
You still got that?
Or case. Both of you are sitting next to one right now.
You got some saran wrap?
Yeah. It's got everything we need.
Yeah. Hey, this syringe good?
That's for your enema later.
There's no needle on it.
I mean...
That's so we can put drain cleaner in your brain. Try to make you a blowjob zombie.
Aww. You guys do like me. Thanks.
You can carry a knife in an airport if it's under 6 centimeters.
What the fuck are you going to do with a fucking shorter than 6 centimeter knife?
I don't know, man.
Scratch your neck?
Yeah.
You know a duel between three people? It's called a truel?
No, I didn't.
T-R-U-L-E?
What?
Did you know crows hold grudges?
Oh, yeah. I believe it.
Yeah?
Oh, no, I've heard it. There was a story
we talked about
there
this.
There was one, I think somebody, like...
I mentioned one of these
had,
stories.
Had, like, attacked a crow
or something.
Yeah, I mentioned
that, yeah.
Yeah, and they targeted just this specific individual.
Yeah, because he went to school or whatever, and it remembered, like, a year later when he went back to school.
Yeah.
And, like, attacked him and, like, knew it was him.
Holy shit. Did you know... Okay, maybe I shouldn't share this one. But for anybody going to South Korea and you want to report a spy... The emergency number is 113. Oh, shit, there's a spy. Dial 113.
Good, so if you bring a friend with you on the trip...
And want to not come back with them?
Yeah, no.
Hey, you're buying this next round. Why? Because I'll lock you up in fucking South Korea for the rest of your life.
If you're going to stab something... Keyword, something.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it.
Always make sure to stab and twist the knife. If you stab without twisting it, it would leave just a little slit that can easily be mended.
Mm-hmm.
So if you twist it, it leaves a hole that can't so easily be mended, you know. So
I've heard of this one, yeah.
So when you're stabbing your watermelon and you want a bigger hole in the watermelon, twist the knife.
Yeah, or if you're pissed off and you want to stab somebody's couch and put a bigger hole in it, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fuck your couch.
If you're really pissed off and you want to stab someone in the abdomen, definitely.
Okay, I mean,
whoa.
So we were talking about the serial killer.
That was a weird moment that just got cut out.
Yeah.
It was a weird, rare cut that just happened in Matt's Not Here.
I think Lewis is the secret. I think Lewis
just
killer.
Said something dark, and we had to like, man, if only you guys heard what he just said. You know, Japan's actually facing a ninja shortage.
What the fuck?
There is high demand for ninja shows, but it's a dying tradition, and companies have a troubled time. Get this, finding properly trained ninjas. So there may not actually be a ninja shortage. They're just actually hiding better.
Huh.
If you can find a ninja, they're kind of a bad ninja.
Did you know you can always see your nose?
Yeah, your brain just shuts it out.
Yeah, your brain chooses to ignore it.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. And when you're drowning in salt water, the salt water makes your lungs bleed, and you end up drowning in a mixture of water and your own blood.
Wow, nice. That's dark.
I'm just reading these off the list, and the most off-the-wall ones that come out to me, I'm just saying. So.
I'm not even doing that. I'm just finding one and reading it, like this one. Sonic the Hedgehog's full name is Ogliv Morris Hedgehog.
What?
Yeah. Go ahead, read
Ogilvy
that.
Ogilvy Maurice Hedgehog.
Yeah, I should have the people who can read these more harder-to-read ones. Admiral Akbar from Star Wars Episode 6, Return of the Jedi, was not a man in a suit. He was actually an alien. No, it was actually a giant puppet.
Hmm. And apparently there's a place in Yellowstone Park where you can murder someone but cannot be legally prosecuted for it.
Wait, I need a little more detail on that one.
I don't know, man.
Where at in Yellowstone Park? Well, and
we're not gonna.
When can we take a trip?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
No, okay.
America's first bank robber deposited the money back into the same bank.
Nice.
Wow, and more than half of bank robberies occur on a Friday.
Huh.
I don't know how, but.
Maybe it's a weird day to do it.
People want a good weekend.
Right? Like, fuck yeah, I'm not paying for the Vegas trip this weekend. Let's stop at the bank. Why? We're going to rob it.
Yeah, they finally get over their, like, work week and they're just done.
Fuck this. I'm robbing the bank today. They look at that Friday paycheck and they realize, fuck.
Sharks existed before trees.
Wow.
Damn.
And blood bounces when it hits the snow.
Huh. You guys want to go up to the snow real quick?
There's some left.
Can we dribble some blood?
Yeah, yours.
No, I'm good.
I'm just going to stick it in your abdomen and twist.
Like, I know Jesus. It bounces off ice, because if you watch hockey, you've seen that.
Oh,
but,
yeah. Like, you know, George Clooney is one of the few celebrities to request doing a voice for South Park?
Really?
Yeah. And so, well, actually, if not one of the few, but one of the first. So they gave him Sparky, the gay dog.
Alrighty then.
Oh, shit.
Hmm.
Big okay. Gale's dog.
Hmm.
I think it's Big Gale's dog.
Detroit undercover cops in a drug ring once fought another group of undercover cops.
I heard that. I heard a... there was a group of undercover cops in a drug ring that were posing as drug sellers, and another group of undercover cops that were posing as drug buyers, and somehow contacted each other without realizing they were fucking... Everyone involved was undercover cops, and they arrested the drug. I think the buyers got arrested, or the sellers. I don't remember who, but yeah, one group got arrested, and then eventually they all found out, oh, we're all fucking cops here. Yeah, congratulations. We just wasted taxpayer money.
That's like War Games, but like with cops.
Yeah.
So, you guys know the author of The Cat in the Hat, right?
Yeah.
Okay, who is he?
Dr. Strauss.
Wrong.
I'm just kidding. It's Dr. Seuss.
Wrong.
Wait, no.
What? It's not Dr. Seuss.
You're right, but you're wrong. You've been pronouncing that last name wrong this whole time.
Seuss?
It's actually pronounced Seuss.
Dr. Seuss? Oh, well, I'm probably not going to fix that.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dr. Seuss.
There's a species of octopus where the female is 6 feet long and the male is 1 inch. When they breed, the male breaks off a tentacle filled with sperm inside of the female and then dies.
Jesus!
This person's comment was, breaks off tentacle, here, go fuck yourself.
Yeah?
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Nearly all species to have ever existed on Earth are extinct.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Earth's old as fuck, so that makes sense.
Yeah. We walk on an Earth that has seen the extinction of 99.9% of all the species.
Jesus
Christ. I'm just wondering what the lifespan civilization is. Because every civilization has a lifespan.
And I feel like we're probably near the end of ours.
We're getting there.
I don't know.
Yeah. I'd like to be a little more optimistic, but we're getting there.
Did you know it took the creator of the Rubik's Cube, Erno Rubik, 1 month to solve the cube after he created it?
Oh, jeez.
As of June 2018, the world record is... How long do you think the fastest Rubik's Cube solve is?
It was, what, several seconds or something, I think?
4.22.
That only would have been good had you not looked at my fucking phone while I was reading that one.
Cheater.
Douchebag.
I know some, like, I've seen some of the records for that, and it's pretty gnarly.
Yeah, like, I know, what was it, like, Justin Bieber can fucking solve one in under a minute.
Yeah, so can Logic.
My friend can solve one blindfolded.
Yeah, yeah. Logic's really big on his Rubik's Cubes.
But your friend's a magician, I'm sure. And there's a trick.
There is.
So, yeah.
You have to slap a chicken at 3,725.95 miles an hour, or 1,665.65 miles per second to fully cook it.
Huh. Every time you shuffle a deck of cards, you get a combination that's never existed.
Never been happened. You can
never been happened?
Never been happened. You can shuffle a deck of cards every day, every day for a year. Never get the same combination. There has yet to be a combination repeated. Theoretically.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes. And on that magician-related note, I feel personally like we're about halfway through.
Yeah.
It's a good time to hear from our sponsors, guys.
Yeah, I think so. I think we've went on this tangent long enough.
We will. We'll come back with a little more...
possibly.
Possibly more directed episode. This is a random episode, so we'll be back after this break.
So thank you for listening to our
randomness.
Yeah, our how the fuck did you know that facts.
All right, we'll be back. Hey, what's up, guys? This week's short horror film recommendation was sent in by our listener, Ryan. I'm gonna butcher your last name, buddy. Vanrich. Ryan Vanrich.
Yeah? Vanich.
Vanich. Any ideas?
I can't see the name.
I'm gonna say Vranich.
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 Ryan Vranich. Hey, you know what? Thank you. I appreciate it. You can give me shit for it later. But this one, again, like I said, was sent in by our listeners. Please, if you have a favorite short horror film or one that you like, enjoyed, send it our way. Any of our Instagrams, any of our Facebooks, we'll make sure it makes that week's recommendation. This week's is called
Abe. And Abe, let's see, it's what if a machine, an automaton, or a high-tech synthetic android could learn to love? Furthermore, what if a cold robot could sense and have emotions?
Aww.
With this in mind, Abe is programmed to love, and in return, it wants to be loved back. Aww. However, when all efforts to connect with its human object of desire fall short, rejection simply does not compute. Can rejection lead to jealousy and then to hatred when Abe's love is scorned?
Aww.
This short film was written and directed by Rob McLellan. And let me tell you guys, I really enjoyed this one.
Yeah.
Yep. It reminded me a lot of the games. I don't know if you guys play video games, but to our listeners, but there's a game called Soma. And it
never heard of it.
Felt very similar to that because it's like you'll kill a robot and it has emotion and you feel it and you're like, oh, I feel bad for that. Like this thing was like living,
right,
and had feeling, and it was really mindfuckery.
Yeah, I really dug it. Lewis and I watched it again today just before you got here, Matt, and we both were like, damn, I want a feature-length version of this.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like that's a good trait in a short film in general. When you watch a short film, and you're like, damn, I want more of that. How long was this one? Like,
it wasn't even very long.
It's like 7 minutes.
Six, 7 minutes.
Yes,
not very long at all. And by the end of it, you're like, damn, I would, no pun intended, but kill for a feature length version of this.
With credits and everything, it's 9 minutes.
9 minute total. Yeah, that's, you know, and what it I don't want to compare this to that other robot movie with that Fresh Prince guy.
Hey, Robot.
But it did come across as almost a better version of that.
Oh, yeah.
In a condensed story. And I really dug it. Like, the very short but character arc of Abe, where you're like, why is he doing all this? And then he's kind of explaining it. And then he goes, and then, spoiler alert, if you've already, please watch these before you get into this part of the episode. But when he falls in love again at the end, you're like, oh, shit, he's going to do it again. Like, it's, I dig it, where he's kind of going in to fix them almost, because in his world, in his mind, oh, this robot has a malfunction, we take its chips out, we rearrange them,
yeah,
we put them back together. So he's just trying to fix.
Yeah, because he can't compute the fact that these humans don't love him anymore.
Yeah.
Because his family that he was there with, like, obviously, I'm assuming this is in a time where artificial intelligence was brought into a house to help them with chores, with
things like that.
So his family loved him, loved helping him with things. Or loved him helping them with things, and he loved them. And then all of a sudden, at one point, they decided they didn't love him anymore. I don't know what happened.
They upgraded to the, you know, Abe 2.0 or something.
Something, like, yeah. So he felt, you know, he couldn't take that rejection. He couldn't process that. And he didn't know what to do with it. So he's, in his mind, he's like, well, they're broken. They don't love me. I need to fix them.
To fix them. And, like, that's
the basis of the whole thing.
And it's just, it's crazy. Like, it's like, could you guys imagine, like, the new PS5 is coming out. You get the PS5 and your PS2, your PS3 is like, oh, well then I guess you're broken. I'm going to fucking cut your head off.
Well, that's why my PS3 is sitting under my PS4. Just
got to keep it weighed down.
You're going to get that PS5?
No, maybe way later down the line.
When it's not $1 million.
The only reason I bought the PS4 was for Red Dead.
Yeah.
Getting back onto this film, before we divert too much,
talk about video games later.
I really enjoyed it because it's a psychological horror film. It has a lot of dialogue.
Yeah.
Which is uncommon for horror movies. Most horror movies is like straight to the point, slash.
Yeah, slash kill, chop, pop.
But this one has a lot of dialogue. It's very well written.
And yeah, most of it is from a robot.
Yeah,
and you're kind of seeing it from the robot's perspective, which I thought was really fucking cool.
Well, you can, like, feel sadness and emotion for this robot.
Yeah, it feels weird to
empathize
with a robot. Like, I never expected to be doing that.
Yeah.
And I dug it. I like I said, I think if they did a feature-length version of this where you get to meet his family and kind of go through the whole story arc of him, I guess, essentially falling in love with his family, with what he does for them, and then them kind of tossing him out, and him like, yo, what the fuck, and then going through all of his, for lack of a better term, all of his emotions with him dealing with that, and then to where we see what happens in Abe, and then beyond, I think that'd be really fucking cool. I would definitely watch that.
It makes you question humanity.
It does. It really does.
It's like the game Soma and movies like this that just make you like really think and like...
Like, who are the real monsters?
Yeah, and it almost puts you in your place in a way, but at the same time, it like makes you question everything. And like...
It was cool.
Why am I feeling this?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Why am I feeling sad for an inanimate object, essentially? And then it also brings up the questions of when does artificial intelligence cross that line to humanized intelligence? I don't know how else to word it, but like, you know, what's the test, the test that they do for artificial intelligence where it's like, you know, when we get to that line between humanity and robots, there's a word for it and a test.
I don't know. No idea. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it, but I'm going to have to look it up and I'll bring it up, but there's a test where you could put where you test somebody talking to somebody and they have to determine whether or not it's a human or a robot. And like, you know, it's frightening. It's almost like that. Have you guys seen that robot that did the interview on 60 Minutes?
Yeah, there's a few different, you know, things like that that have been filmed where robots are talking to people, and it's pretty scary. It's incredible, but it's scary at the same time. Like, this kind of stuff fascinates me, but at the same time, it's like, we're playing with fire.
Yeah, big time.
Like, the Terminator is a very real thing that can happen.
The test I was trying to discover, to remember the name of, is the Turing test, developed by Alan Turing in 1950, is a test of a machine's ability to exhibit intelligence and behavioral equivalent to or indistinguishable from a human. So a human watching both of a robot and a human can't indistinguish between the two. And I think Abe kind of gets really close to that until the point where he's like, oh, there's something wrong with you. I got to cut your head open, which, again, humans do anyway. So, you know,
and it's tomato, funny tomato. That the test is called that, too. Like, obviously, this is going to go slightly off topic. NVIDIA has graphics cards for computers, and they're coming out with new ones. But the current ones, the RTX cards right now, are based off the Turing architecture.
Okay.
And they are the first graphic cards to have specific cores and sections of the graphics card to process AI algorithms and stuff. Mm. So instead of having it processed through the whole card and doing it through software, it actually has physical hardware on the card meant to process this AI stuff.
Damn.
And that's the simplified version of it, but it's called the Turing architecture, is what this card's based off of. So, like, each card will have this code name for the architecture it's based off and built off of. And Turing.
That's crazy. Yeah, no, I honestly dug this movie. Like, it was, you know, that the robot basically was a broken human in a way. Like, in the same way a lot of broken humans snap and kill people, this broken robot snapped and tried to fix people, but, you know,
it's like the humans that do the crazy shit, you know, mass murderers, things like that. They have something that is not firing correctly, something mm-hmm. that's going on that's causing
something in their mainframe that's broken.
Just like this robot, which I don't even want to say this robot was necessarily broken, but it's very similar in a way. Like,
it misunderstood humanity in a way.
It was, and that's the scary thing, is this film also shows people, look, you can do things that are this great and this, you know, amazing. Make this robot love, help people. But if you overlook one little simple thing mm-hmm. of, like, how is it going to process if they don't love him anymore?
Exactly.
Then what can happen?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what's scary, because this kind of shit's very real.
Yeah, we're getting very close to that type of shit in life.
Went over.
There was that robot that I just mentioned earlier that did the interview on 60 Minutes. That frightening looking fucking thing. I dug it.
It was good. I liked it. I would love to see that in a feature film for sure.
Yeah. Lewis, thoughts on it? Final thoughts?
Final thoughts? People. Humans. Humanity. Please don't fuck around with AI.
It sounds like we all recommend it. I mean, it is our recommendation of the week, so.
Well, even in that video, he said that humans were basically useless.
Yeah.
And that's the scary part. When things happen is when the robot decides, hey, these humans are feeding off resources that we could be utilizing. We're smarter than them.
And we could utilize better.
There's no reason to have them around.
Did you guys
anymore.
Ever watch Animatrix?
I did.
When that came out, you remember that one? The Animatrix, for those of you who haven't watched it, is an anthology of a bunch of different short animated movies, all within the Matrix universe that came out somewhere in between the second movie and the third movie, I think, or between the first and the second, somewhere within that in those three, that all tie into the Matrix. It's not necessarily Neo's journey, but it's all stories within that. And there are some stories where it tells the story of
what led up to the war
and the robots
uprising,
and the robot uprising. And it's almost exactly like what happened in Abe before Abe. You see these robots that are servants, that are butlers, that are trash workers, all the jobs that, you know, humans find slightly demoralizing and don't want to do. And then they get shit on. There's people throwing stuff on them. And these robots start to have a revolution. And then humans are running from them. And it's a crazy story. And it's, I feel like, really on point and on par with this one. Yeah, it's
Yeah, and if you guys like games, go check out Soma. Check out, if you haven't already, Detroit Become Human, because that touches base on, like, what you were just talking about. You have, like, these AI robots that do jobs for people. Like, they'll run to the store and get something for you. They'll freaking, they have one that's, like, a crime scene investigator, and he'll go to, like, a murder scene and be a hostage negotiator. And they'll put these guys.
We're over here making fun of Matt because he brought up Soma like 8 times, so we're miming.
Well, I just mentioned Soma, but then I mentioned Detroit Become Human, which is very on par with what we're talking
and
about.
And I know this isn't part of the this isn't a short film or anything. This is actually a film out on Netflix. If you guys get a chance, go ahead and check it out. It's called Extinction. Just go watch it.
Okay. That's what I was planning on watching. I haven't watched it.
It's a great film.
Is it?
Yeah, go watch it.
We'll all watch it together.
It's got a nice twist, but it really ties into this.
I like
twists. Awesome. So that was our very rambly, long.
Oh, that's fine. I think it's actually
fun. I love this.
We expanded on this.
No,
for
and
once.
That's why I love. That's why I wanted this segment. It is not only do we talk about the movie, but then it expands into more talks and other things like that. And that's why I love doing the short horror film recommendation of the week.
We could do
so. I hope next week's is as good. I have to find. I have to find a zombie one now to top that. So I will do my best. And again, please, if you have a short horror film recommendation, it doesn't have to be a zombie one. It could be a short horror film recommendation of any kind, as long as it's within the horror genre. Send it our way, and we will check it out. And if you send it in time, it will be that week's recommendation.
And
I think Ryan sent his on Monday.
Yeah, unless, for instance, like this episode that's going to be released after this one, we try to do every other episode a zombie flick.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you send us one that's not a zombie flick, don't expect it to be exactly.
Yeah. If you send us a zombie one now, it will be a zombie one that you will be hearing. But thank you guys for listening. That was short horror film recommendation of the week, brought to you by Zombie Killer Clothing. Thank you again for listening, and let's get back to the podcast.
And we're back.
Y'all ready for this?
Oh, yeah. So, we've been kind of talking about this next segment on and off since last season, I think.
What segment?
This next bit, this next thing, I call it a segment.
It's
but
what we're doing.
It's what we're doing. It's not really a segment because it's probably only going to happen once, at least.
For now.
Let's just get into it. We've been haggling Matt to catch up with Lewis and I on this for a while. Lewis and I finished ours back on April 20th. We even written in ours, so it said it. Mm-hmm. Lewis, you want to tell him a little bit more about what this does so I can take a drink?
So what we're doing is we made 3 masks. They're
hand
painted.
They're all identical style of masks, but we each painted them differently.
Mm-hmm. They're hand painted and they match our personalities, or
what we think is our personalities.
what we think is our personalities, or just basically anything we wanted to do with them. But they're all hand painted. They're all personalized. So
we wrote in them. They're cool.
They have little messages on the inside.
If you're following us on Instagram or Facebook, you'll see a picture of them that we've already posted. By the time you're hearing this, there's a good chance we posted these while we were recording. Or the day after we recorded. You'll know whose is whose because of the way each one looks. They're pretty individualized. Even by looking at the design on the outside, you'll know whose is whose. And what we're planning on doing is we're going to give these things away to, what do you think, 3 listeners?
Yeah, 3 lucky listeners.
3 lucky listeners?
Or do you want to do just 1 lucky that has the collection of the masks? That's a tough one.
I like the idea of 3 lucky people getting a chance to win.
Yeah.
So we'll do it at random. That way, like, we're not going to know who gets what one. We'll box these up, shuffle the boxes around so we don't know which one's which, and then we'll pick 3 random winners who are following us on both, Instagram and Facebook?
Yes.
So we'll check back and forth in both. If you're following us on both Instagram and Facebook, we will enter you in the drawing, and we will keep this going for how
until August 5th.
I got an idea too.
What's that?
As far as who gets what mask, if we're doing 3 winners, we'll start off with obviously the first winner we draw will be third place.
Right.
The second one we draw will be second place.
Right.
The third one we draw will be first place.
Right.
I think first place
gets to choose between
the three which mask they
want. Between the two.
And then the third one
gets the last one.
Yep.
That's not a bad idea.
Okay.
So here's what you need to do in order to be entered in this. Obviously, like I said, be following us on both Instagram and Facebook. And just to help us out a little bit, if you would send us a screenshot of your following on either one of those to either our Facebook or Instagram, the messages goes to all of us on either. We will know that you're doing that. That just makes our job a little easier. We're still going to go through and check, but if you send us your screenshot following on both, that just gets you in ahead of time and just helps us make our job a little easier. It doesn't really increase chances for anybody. It just makes our job easier. Either way, we're going to go through both Instagram and Facebook and make sure it's the same people either way on both sides. And then we will enter them into a random generator picker, or we could even write their names out and do like traditional out of a hat sort of thing live on the
magician
one of the pages
over here wanting to pull.
No. I would make sure it's one of you two doing it.
Okay, but I'm saying there's also a thing.
A random thing.
I see a lot of companies using this like website app thing where it links up with social media. And if you get different and more entries, if you like a Facebook page or if you like the or follow the Instagram, it gives you.
We have some time, so maybe over these next few episodes, we'll figure out how we're doing it. We're giving you guys till the 5th of August to follow us on both Instagram and Facebook. And before then, we'll figure out. I like that idea. So we'll look more into that, and we'll have more info on the next episode about how we're doing this. But the reason we're talking about it now is because Matt just finally got his done.
Yeah! Woo!
And I gotta say, it looks fucking badass.
Well, thank you.
Like, it makes me want to redo mine, but I'm done. Mine's finished.
Yours is. You can't do much more to that.
No, I mean, love mine.
Mine could be better, but.
Both of ours could be better, but Matt's is fucking killer.
Mine could be better. It's simple. Like, I can add more up here. It's just the simple as more look.
Yeah,
honestly.
Yeah. So, we will be giving these away. I'm excited. We're doing a giveaway on our podcast. I'm excited. I'm happy.
I almost don't want to give it away.
I know.
It's a labor of love.
These are so cool. You and I, like, sat down and did ours, like, almost the day or two after we had this idea, and I came home with these.
Yeah.
And then Matt over here
took a sweet time.
It's
okay. It came out nice.
A month later, but it looks like he took his time, which is cool. Fuck, that's so good.
All right.
So, the first giveaway of Matt's Not Here, custom skull face masks that represent our personalities. Creepy skull face masks. That are all really small, so I hope whoever wins these has a small face if you want to wear it.
Yeah, they're not really.
I don't think it's not more of a wearing.
No, it's more of a decoration sort of thing. I don't think you wear these.
Yeah.
But there's that. We're giving something away. We hope you guys enjoy it. We hope you guys have fun with this one. We're definitely going to have fun with it. And keep an eye out on our Instagram and Facebook, because you will have already seen a picture of these if you follow us on either. Hey, I got an idea since we're doing the three pictures thing. Mm-hmm. One picture of each on our Instagram.
Yes.
Yeah.
Doing that. We'll do that tonight. I'll take the pictures.
All right. Sounds good.
Sounds great to me. So
what are we talking about next, guys?
You
got any more weird facts?
I might have a couple more.
You got any more weird facts? And then we'll just kind of wrap it up.
Might be able to dig.
It's been a... been an interesting, different episode. I've enjoyed it. I've had fun. All of our episodes are weird. Yeah, sure, I'll hold your mask.
I'll bring this next one up with... what have you guys been doing through this whole pandemic? Have you guys been at home?
For most of it, yeah. Been at home.
Yeah, do you feel like you've put on some weight?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Not me.
Yeah. I definitely have.
Well, I can assure you that a baby blue whale has got you beat.
School bus.
A baby blue whale grows 200 pounds per day.
Jesus.
Yeah. So
I thought you were gonna say
when you start feeling like you're getting fatter, think about a baby blue whale. 200 pounds per day.
At least you're not a baby blue whale.
Jesus.
That's a fucking lot.
This gives me more insult fuel.
Your mama's as fat as a baby blue whale.
Well, it's like when you were talking about the time zones earlier or whatever and stuff. I was like, man, your mama's got a watch on each wrist. One for each time zone.
Oh, womp. Yeah, she travels the country. She needs one.
Does she?
She's a stewardess.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Did I already say this one?
Probably.
The fact that mushrooms are
yeah
more genetically related to humans than they are trees.
I mean, probably you did. Mentioned well, it to
I
us.
Mentioned
but not
you mentioned it to
podcast.
Us. I don't know if it was on air.
I don't think I mentioned it on air.
Did you know women are attracted to the scent of Good and Plenty licorice candy and cucumber?
Really?
You hear that, fellas?
Rub yourself down with some cucumber juice.
And Good and Plenties.
You'll be rolling in that pussy.
Ooh.
Wow, that's a...
Sorry.
I don't know how to... Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. That's a fact we all know now. I don't know how to not
A mermaid fact. Documentary once fooled so many people
yes, it was on
that the U.S. government had to issue a statement.
Yeah, holy shit!
Planet. You guys haven't
Bravo.
Seen that?
Bravo, no, but I know what I'm watching tomorrow morning.
Yeah, it was on Discovery or Animal Planet or something. It was actually
that is awesome.
It was done pretty well. Like it, like they brought in like scientists and stuff, and like we're actually doing investigations.
Scientists, like scientists in air quotes.
Well, they
like...
brought in real, yeah, but they also brought in like real theories and stuff, like the aquatic ape theory.
So the what?
The aquatic ape theory.
Please tell me you know this theory.
I don't remember if it had to do with humans going into water and developing more aquatic traits to be able to. Do that, or if it was vice versa, but it's pretty interesting.
Kind of want to look that up now.
They talk about it in the documentary and they explain the whole theory, so if you're going to watch that, you might as well
here's another one,
learn about
and
this it there.
This relates to our short horror film recommendation of the week. There's a textbook written entirely by an AI author.
Oh yeah, yep.
Jeez.
Wow.
You know that hamsters are immune to morphine?
Huh.
So, hamsters can't get lit on morphine? That's a bummer.
There's an entire family in Italy that feels almost no pain. That's some crazy genetics they got there.
Jesus. Frogs chew with their eyes.
What the f...
What?
So, like, the pressure, like, the muscles, that's what...
That moves their jaw. So, like, they have to blink to chew?
When they go like this. Have you ever seen, like, a green tree frog or a white tree frog?
No, sorry,
and they
I don't
bite their things. Eyes closed and, like, you...
Huh.
Yep.
Hitler had a flatulence problem.
That explains a lot.
God, dolphins and ducks will gang rape the females.
Oh, fuck.
What? Just for future reference, guys, this is going to be the advice of the week that we haven't done in forever. Rape whistles do not work underwater.
Jesus, man.
God damn it, Matt. Our fucking advice of the week that we did last season was at least not that dark and just
well,
funny.
It had to do with the dolphin thing. It was a dolphin joke.
Hey, speaking of dolphins, you mentioned something last week to me about the pufferfish.
Oh, yeah, I was talking about that. Pufferfish secrete a toxin that when it affects dolphins, it's similar to humans smoking weed. So it's been noted that dolphins will pass around inflated pufferfish similar to humans passing around a joint and get lit all in a circle because dolphins are one of the few mammals that socially hang out, and one of their social habits are, I guess, the stoner dolphins all pass around the puffer and get all lit and then go, you know, have pleasurable sex and swim on waves and surf. Yeah.
And listen to Bob Marley.
And listen to Bob. No, they listen to I can't think of a fish Bob Marley. Fish Bob Marley.
Fish Bob.
No,
Marley.
They probably listen to fish actually.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of some...
or Fishy Garcia. Or yeah, come on, somebody else.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. I can't think of anything
right
now.
Oh, Bob Marley and the... No, that doesn't work. I was
going to
say.
And
the Whalers. There you go.
The Sailors. Freaking...
Yeah, I'm done with shitty jokes.
Scientists were able to take a picture of an atom's shadow.
Oh, yeah. I heard something about that.
That's
not the actual
crazy.
Atom.
Crazy.
That is... Yeah, I don't know.
The Twitter bird's official name is Larry.
Huh.
The scientific name for the butt crack is an intergluteal cleft.
Oh boy. Okay. The longest book title contains 1,809 words.
Wow.
The longest title?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is the title?
You really want
to
know?
Oh my god, are you about to read it?
The historical development of the brain, i.e. from its formation from armadillo, earthworm, lugworm, ragworm, amphitrite, freshwater worm, marine worm, tubiflex, leech, etc., arthropoda, housefly, butterfly, honeybee, fairy shrimp, horseshoe crab, tick, blue bottle, frog hopper, yellow crazy ant, and so on and so on and so on. It's a really long title.
That is a very unimaginative title.
That is insane.
That is a boring ass scientist who was like, here's exactly what's in the book, and he probably has sex missionary position, and his wife fucking hates him.
Yep.
And she bangs the pool boy while he's out.
Yep. And now you don't have to read the book because it's all in the title.
Fuck.
Yeah.
On a side note, you can make mustard gas with ammonia and bleach. I'm sure a lot of you know this already, and we probably shouldn't be telling our listeners this.
No, we shouldn't. I'm not going to say what two products I used, but I was cleaning my bathroom one day, and I accidentally made
chloroform.
And whilst cleaning, I was like, oh, wow, I'm kind of lightheaded. And I stopped, and I didn't know what I made, so I popped my head into my bedroom where my girlfriend was, and I was like, hey, can you Google these two things? And she was like, why? And I was like, because I don't want that Google history on my phone. And then she does, and she tells me, yeah, when you combine these two products, you make chloroform. And I was like, oh, that's why I'm lightheaded. Okay, cool, thanks.
The healthy human femur takes around 900 pounds of force to break.
Yeah,
and it sounds like a 4x4 snapping in half, apparently.
And back in high school, I know somebody who broke their femur at football practice, the first day of football practice. That sucked. They were no longer on the football team. Well, they were on the football team as an honorary member for the rest of the season. They got to hang out and go to the games, but they weren't in any of the fucking games for the rest of the year.
Oh, hell no. Apparently, a stroke on the left side of the brain affects the right side of the body and vice versa.
Yeah, because the right side of your body is controlled by the left side of your brain, and the left side of your body is controlled by the right side of your brain. I'm trying to figure out what these are, but I can't figure it out. If anybody's wondering, we're looking at a picture that says, LMFAO, my fat ass thought these were brownies. And it looks like a picture of brownies. Pretty sure it's a picture of brownies. Riveting radio we've got here, guys.
I'm pretty sure that's a picture of brownies.
Pretty sure it's a picture of brownies.
Let me zoom in on it real quick.
It's brownies. I think it's just brownies, and everyone's like playing along with the idea. Because when you look at the comments, somebody goes, oh, you have to turn your phone sideways. And I turned my phone sideways, and it's fucking, yeah.
Maybe they're pop brownies? I don't know. Astronauts in space are exposed to the same amount of radiation as 150 to 6,000 chest x-rays.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, my mind is blown.
Oh my God, blow ours.
First one I get. That one didn't blow my mind, but apparently the first stall in the bathrooms is usually the cleanest.
Oh, yeah.
Which makes more sense, because nobody wants to go, you know.
Everyone thinks that's the worst, so they don't go to that one.
Well, they think that, like, oh, my feet are going to be here, there's going to be people pissing in the urinal, I'm not as, like, tucked away and, you know, secluded. Here's the one that blew my mind, and I did remember hearing about this in the past, but now, like, it's brought to my attention again, and it blew my mind all over again. Right. Barcodes are actually scanned for the white parts, not the black.
I remember hearing that for the first time. Mm-hmm. They scan the white part of the barcode, not the black part, because reasons I don't fucking know.
That's crazy. And you know what else is crazy is the ceiling fans in the houses. There's people posting on Facebook right now saying that it's a Mandela effect, that there's a switch on there to turn it from hot to cold to reverse the rotation of the blade for winter and summer. And I'm like, oh my God, you guys...
No.
I'm like, you guys didn't know this? Like, I learned this in, like, middle school.
No, there's a legit switch right there.
Yeah.
I was like,
it's been
what?
There forever.
Yeah. It's not like Pikachu's tail that had black on there and all of a sudden
never,
it doesn't.
I've never, like, used that switch.
Have
you
had black on
it? No, his tail doesn't have black.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right, it doesn't.
No, for sure it doesn't. Right.
You guys like vanilla?
Don't ruin it for me.
Oh.
Go ahead. Yes, I like vanilla. I'm about to not like vanilla, though.
Okay, the next time you eat something that flaunts the rich flavor of vanilla, you might want to be aware of, or do your best to ignore, the fact that castoreum, a goo that beavers excrete to mark their territory, is sometimes used to enhance the flavor of vanilla in food.
That really ruined vanilla for me.
Fuck.
According to the National Geographic,
that was my favorite fucking ice cream.
The goo is generally regarded as safe additive by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. But you'll probably never come across it in real life because it's difficult and expensive to collect.
Wow.
Fuck that.
Now I have to go look at my fan.
If you want to empty a water bottle of water quickly, you can hold the bottle and move it in a circular motion. Once a whirlpool is visible, the water would quickly come out.
Oh, yeah. We used to, when we made jungle juice back in the day, that's what we would do.
Oh. Humans have the largest dicks of the great apes, but the smallest balls. Except for me.
Well, we have the largest 50% ball.
Yeah.
Of all of the humans.
Ball.
Singular.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Here, I'll give you some skin. Anybody sounds wants terrible. We were fist bumping, okay?
We were fisting each other. I mean fist bumping each other.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ, never a moment where...
The word MacGyvered is in the Oxford English Dictionary.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's a good one to end us on.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. This has been an interesting episode for us here at Matt's Not Here.
It really has.
We had an idea of what we were doing, and then kind of, you know how we are. We have a small idea, and then the outline of an idea, and then we just kind of fucking wing it, and we create this podcast that so many of you seem to love. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for hanging out.
Yeah.
Call it and do the outro, guys?
Yep. We can do this. All right, guys, always, and remember, human flesh tastes similar to pork.
And your body is one continuous whole.
Yep.
From the butt to the mouth.
And there is a town in Nebraska with a population of one.
Right on. For those of us here at Matt's Not Here, my name is Brett.
My name is Matt, and I'm not here.
And my name is Lewis, and I'm always here.
And we are
Matt's Not Here.
An LMB production.
Wow.
Woo, that was an episode.
Right. That was fun. That was quite a wild ride, as usual.
Yet another episode of Matt's Not Here where we kind of had an idea and then winged it. I love those episodes, John. Those are my favorite ones.
Yeah. That's kind of awkward.
Yeah.
You guys are my wingmen.
Fuck out.
Get the fuck. I'm about to, though. The episode's over.
Yeah, I know. You guys just get the fuck out of one. I mean, I want to go bed. So thank you guys for listening. This was a fun episode. Like we said earlier, if you want to enter the contest, do everything that we said earlier. I don't remember everything that we said. Follow us on the news. Do what we said. If you have any short horror film recommendations, please do not hesitate to send them to our Instagram at Matt's Not Here Podcast, our Facebook, Matt's Not Here. You can send it to our Twitter at Matt's Not Here Pod, but we probably won't see it because Twitter doesn't like us to finish the whole word. So
we just decide not to use it.
Whatever.
Plus, it's just another thing that we have to keep up with.
Exactly. So thank you guys for listening. This has been. Oh wait. Before I take off. If you guys like the podcast and you want us to keep going, you want us to grow, and you want us to do better, please rate us 5 stars on your podcast listener video thingy of choice and recommend us to a friend. If everyone listening shows our podcast to one more person, we will continuously double our podcast. And I think that would be cool for us, fun for you guys. It gives us more of an opportunity to do cool shit.
Yeah,
the bigger it is, the more fun it is.
Yeah, the bigger, the better, guys. But no, the bigger audience we get, it just is going to push us into overdrive, and we're just going to want to do even better content. Not that we're not trying to do that now, but it's really going to push us harder.
One more thing.
Yes.
One more thing to add. If you guys are enjoying our awesome, soothing voices, well, mine and Brett's.
Yes.
Please check out our other podcast.
Oh, yeah.
But first, we drink.
Where we will be reviewing horror movies, pop culture movies, fun stuff, things going on, and getting drunk the entire time. It's literally an excuse for Lewis and I to drink beer before we record Matt's Not Here.
Yep, that's why we only keep it to a half hour. Yeah.
Yeah.
Any more than that, it might be bad.
It's bad, and it makes Matt's Not Here crazy. You guys heard those episodes where I was drinking tequila.
And don't forget to check out my personal podcast.
Matt is here.
It's all ASMR.
Oh, boy.
No, I'm just kidding.
Matt is here, and it's just this for 20 minutes.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Anyway, thank you guys for listening to this fucking weird-ass, long-ass outro. I hope you guys had fun listening to this episode, as much fun as we had listening to it. We'll be back next week with Matt scratching the inside of his mask.
Some ASMR.
more info about how to enter the mask contest, and more randomness that we are that brings us Matt's Not Here. So again, for everybody at LMB Studios, LMB Productions, my name is Brett.
My name is Lewis.
My name is Matt.
And we are
Matt's Not Here.
Ever.